Now, College Station is going to put artificial surfaces on their soccer fields from a maintenance standpoint. That'll be beneficial and helped by HOD money. Could you see Bryan doing that at for instance, the North Bryan Athletic Facility?
Oh, I see what you're asking. Yes. Yeah. And you know, if you bring tournaments to town, let's say you bring softball tournaments to town. These are tournaments that folks might be coming from Arkansas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, and they're going to be in your town one or two hotel nights. Certainly, that money is be able to use for that. Now, Bryan is new to the hotel game. We hadn't built a hotel in Bryan in 30 years before the new Best Western Atria, and now we've got one open, one underway, and more coming. So our hotel motel tax money will be more available. We'll have more of it to spend on things like that. You know, you look at I'm not saying that we're doing it, but I'm interested in hearing more about the numbers and how many people could be brought to town with the natatorium, potentially something that's done in concert with College Station and Bryan ISD and College Station ISD. That's very interesting if it will bring people to town and have heads in beds.
Are you suggesting maybe that be done by both school districts and both cities?
I'd be interested in talking about a collaborative effort where not one entity carries the burden and where the two cities might be able to use hotel motel tax, and they would legally and accurately be able to use hotel motel tax money to something that you could argue would bring in people for 2 and 3 day swim meets. Swim meets are multiple day. Hugh Walker, our assistant city manager for 13 years, was on swim meets all over the country with his girls, and he'll tell you they're 2 night minimum that you're staying at a hotel. So it's an interesting thought to bring to Bryan College Station, and hotel motel tax money means that your local taxpayer isn't necessarily paying the burden the hotel motel tax money could be. A giant example of collaborative effort is the A&M renovation. You know, a while back there were conversations about Texas A&M games being moved from Kyle Field for 2 years. That would have been $126 million a year impact on our local economy. It would have been terrible. Plus, the tax valuations for hotels and restaurants would have been very low for years to come, as that would have been such a punch in their belly. Now you're looking at games staying here, the site on-site construction being made, and the game staying here because of partly the collaboration with the CVB and the facilities use agreement that was passed with between A&M, the county, both cities, A&M system, so that hotel motel tax money could help offset some of the additional construction costs of building in place. That was a great example of hotel motel tax and a giant win for Bryan College Station. Probably your win won't be felt because things will continue almost as normal. Had that not happened, it would have been a giant loss everyone would have
sure.
felt.
I have to think, I would be remiss in not saying I believe that whole study was so that we could quantify exactly the level of support that the cities needed to give A&M on the stadium. But let's move on then to, because again, it's exciting. We've got two growing cities, and there'll be more hotels built in Bryan, obviously, and that'll be exciting. But let's also talk about something I know you're happy about, and that's the new Walmart. What's our timeline as far as the Walmart's concerned?
Well, you know, people that predict completed construction dates are often laughed at, like weathermen in Texas. So I'll have to say soon.
Okay. All right.
But Bryan, Walmart Neighborhood Market is already open, and they're doing a great business. Every time you go by that parking lot, it is full, which is a great thing to see in that center because that's, as you know, not what that center looked like for years.
Right.
The Bryan Super Walmart, Scott, I'd hate to tell you it's going to be June and it not be June, but it's going to be soon. If you go by the site, they're making remarkable progress. And if you've ever seen a Walmart go up, there's a lot of unquantifiable groundwork done with infrastructure, plumbing, electric, that sort of thing. And then they kind of pour those walls and lift them up.
Put them up and you're ready to go, right?
And you go by one day and it's not there. You go by a week later and it's there. And now they're trimming it out inside. So.
And finally, it's not very sexy, but you did get a presentation, I believe, about groundwater.
How do you not find that sexy?
Well, I like it. I find that stuff to be fascinating, but I watch people glaze over pretty quickly when I talk about it. But can you kind of give us an overview of the presentation that you got in workshop yesterday on groundwater?
Sexy, I wouldn't say. Frightening, I would say, because we are reaching unsustainable levels of consumption by 2070 in our area, not just in Texas, somewhere far away it doesn't affect us, or, you know, out in West Texas. I'm talking about here. So conservation, conservation, conservation will be the talk of the town for decades to come. How can we conserve water? Last night, Sanderson Farms decreased their water consumption almost by half and received an award. They were recognized for that as part of that presentation last night. But conservation is going to be so necessary. And it's little things, so little as what kind of soil do you have? Okay, then therefore, do you need to water your yard that much or that often? And my brothers, I've got a brother in irrigation, and he'll tell you most people water their yard so much that they rot their yard. That's a huge amount of water used for things like that. Businesses, they were talking last night about having scales of water consumption pricing. And so the more you use over a certain level, the more expensive your water gets, and that would be kind of a forced way of conserving. I'd like to see us not have to get there. Realistically, if we could all learn more about water consumption and what we truly need to use, then we can make decisions on our own and have the freedom to conserve.
College Station a couple of years ago, basically raised the floor. In other words, the minimum on the water bill went up in College Station. Is that something that you could be in favor of, and Brian?
You say that again?
Well, you raise the minimum, basically whatever your minimum water usage is, you raise the rate, the base rate, and then that way you end up gaining more revenue there, not necessarily more water being used. And that ended up, I think, maybe it's 2 years ago, I said a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, and that has in time caused some conservation, I think, in College Station.
I'm interested in looking at that. Yeah. I'm interested in looking at all things. It's the kind of, you know, in the position, when you're elected to a $10 a month job at City Bryan Council, you're not automatically an expert. You're learning these things, and it's great to listen to staff. We have an incredible staff, and listen to their input. I'd be interested to hear what Dr. Jason Barfnick thinks about that. And
yeah. Well, overall, Brian is in a pretty good position. I mean, you got some wells out there, but like you say, you need to look now to find out what you've got 2 decades down the road. Anything else that we need to cover?
No, I was just going to say, recapping that, today's consumption isn't the issue. It's tomorrow's,
sure.
And that's why we're looking, you know, 70 years out plus. And that is the concern. But you're exactly right. Brian is fortunate to have water. Brian's also fortunate right now to be growing. It's a real honor serving on the council and steering Brian towards growth, steering Brian towards prosperity. My argument since I've been on council has been that we have dilapidated areas of the city that need a lot of maintenance and attention. Those are the areas I was raised in and very familiar with. I'm really hoping that with prosperity continuing to grow, we can continue to make hard decisions that we've made now for, I can speak from 2010 since I've been there on, in spending money on the areas that have been left behind and dilapidated. That's been going on. That'll continue to go on as long as we can afford it. With prosperity and expanding our tax base, we'll be able to afford that for a long time.
Chuck Codrilla here this morning from the City of Bryan. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, Scott.
Yep, we visit folks from City of Bryan on Thursdays. Actually, the mayor's, this is a Wednesday, so he's kind of in for the mayor today.